Air.
Good morning, everyone. We continue with the candidate interviews for the six contested school board seats, both in the Three Rivers School District and in the District 7 School District. So we continue with those today. The order of appearance was determined by a blind draw that was recorded on video and is available for viewing should the need arise. We'll continue these tomorrow, also at this same time frame, to complete this public service brought to you by Grants Pass Broadcasting. In studio right now, I want to welcome to the microphones of KAJO, a candidate right now for Grants Pass District 7 school position or school board position number 4, Quinn Pearson. Quinn, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Glad to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Tell me, why are you running for the school board?
I'm running for the school board primarily as a community citizen who's been invested in education here locally for a long time. I was born and raised here in Grants Pass and was fortunate to receive an excellent education in Grants Pass School District from elementary school through high school. I've since returned back to the community and work here locally and have a child that will be in the schools in the next few years. And so for someone who's been invested in education, cares very, very deeply about public education, I can't think of a more valuable way to volunteer my time.
What kind of qualifications do you bring to the position, Quinn?
I have a considerable amount of board experience. I've served on numerous local nonprofit boards. I currently am the board treasurer for the Nonprofit Association of Oregon. In my career, I've worked in public policy, post-secondary education and training, and currently work in a role that provides support and funding for early childhood K-12 and transitions into post-secondary and career. I have a strong skill set in fiscal management and have been serving on the budget committee for the school district since 2019. And so I think that breadth of skill set and experience would lend well to the needs of the district and the school board at this time.
It appears, as a casual observer, that the school board seats have become an area of contention. Hence, there are at least six seats up for grabs that are being contested this time. Is there a reason for that in your mind? What really prompted you to run?
You know, for me, what prompted me to run was really just a dedication for community service. I was raised in a family that, you know, locally has served the community in numerous capacities. My father has focused his career on serving rural and underserved populations in his medical field. It's just something that was instilled in us. And so this is something I always considered, but not, I hadn't necessarily planned on doing so soon. I think what prompted me to do it now is I think we've seen, while I do think it's great that more people are wanting to get involved and wanting to run for these positions, and I think competition is a great thing. I'm happy to see more people running. I think one of the challenges is nonpartisan positions starting to externally become more partisan. And so I'm really just coming to this as someone who, again, cares deeply about schools, does not have a political agenda behind me, and just really cares about kids, schools, and our community.
Do you have a specific goal should you be elected?
There's a few things that I would focus on. I also recognize that while I've had quite a lot of experience working with the district on various committees in the strategic planning process as a part of the budget committee, I also know that there's going to be a bit of a learning curve. I've never had the honor of serving this particular role. While I do try to stay up to date and understand what the district is currently facing, I'm sure there's going to be information that I would come into if I were fortunate to serve in that role. But with the information I have now, I think there's kind of a few key areas. One is, of course, the fiscal health of the district. One piece being, of course, prudently managing the resources that we have. I think here in Oregon, we really have significant challenges because our state funds operations. It does not fund infrastructure. And so continuing to maintain the infrastructure of the district is a challenge. And typically communities do that through passing bonds, which is challenging here in our community. And so we then have to be really creative in how we make sure we maintain the services that we have. I think the other piece is advocating for full funding in certain areas of the district's budget. I think one prime example, and there is a bill that's has been introduced this session, related to the services that we provide specific students. So we've have to provide full services and should provide full services to kiddos on IEPs and 504s and with a lot of acute needs. but we are not compensated by the state for the full population that we're serving. So we're actually underfunded by to the tune of nearly $3 million of services that we're providing that we are not being reimbursed for, essentially. And so I think advocating for making sure that we can serve our students to the fullest level possible is really important. And then lastly, you know, I think the district has done a really incredible job with some of the additional programs that we've offered. Of course, extracurriculars, our performing arts programs are incredible, athletics. We've done a great job with providing some alternative settings like GP Flex and Gladiola. But as we know, when we're looking at educational attainment data, that we're still lagging behind with certain benchmarks along the way. And so really focusing on what we need to do to make sure our students are reaching those benchmarks and focusing on that student success.
All right. As a school board member, how can you increase that flow of funds that is needed, those shortfalls that you mentioned?
So some of it is advocating at the state level, which I have a pretty considerable amount of experience doing. I've served on a couple of committees at the state level that have looked at specific pieces of legislation through the Nonprofit Association.
Let me interrupt for just a moment here, and I admire your passion, but when you put your hand on the DS firmly, that travels all the way up through the stands and through the microphone and may be distracting to your listeners. Go ahead.
My apologies. Thank you.
No.
And have a pretty solid amount of public policy experience, again, serving on the Nonprofit Association of Oregon. And so some of it is, of course, communicating with our state legislatures, our state representative, which I have experience doing, testifying in front of the legislature about what the needs of our district are and participating in some of those bodies locally and across the state to make sure that we are advocating for what our district needs.
All right. Current status of the financial situation for District 7 right now. Adequate? Needs more? What's your assessment?
I think we need additional funding in specific areas. Again, making sure that we're fully able to support students that need additional services. I think, of course, you know, again, the district has had to do some really creative things to make sure that we have funding for infrastructure. But I think we absolutely need additional funds to make sure we can maintain and support our buildings, because funding from the state does not cover that. And then I think that we additionally need to ensure that we have supports, especially for some of our youngest learners around behavior. Last year, even amidst a pretty challenging budget cycle last year and some cuts that were made at the district level, the budget committee advocated for and the school board approved additional investments in behavior supports for students. And so I think that's been a really considerable challenge, as we have classrooms that are being significantly disrupted because of behavior of a small number of students. And so we need to make sure we have the supports in place so that way those students are getting what they need and the entire classroom is able to continue in their studies and what they're working on in that day, and it's not disrupting the entire classroom. Because any disruption in learning is really challenging. And so I think additional funding to support behavior and supporting our teachers in our classrooms is really important.
District 7 infrastructure right now, we know the middle schools in particular are overcrowded and very, very old and certainly in need of some repairs. What's the status, in your opinion, of the infrastructure that District 7 faces right now?
You know, the district did some debt restructuring a couple of years ago to identify, I don't know the exact number, I think it's somewhere around $10 million, I could be wrong, to identify the most pressing needs in the district. And I think, you know, they've taken great advantage of some of the seismic grants and some other things, took advantage of, you know, investing in the HVAC system during COVID with some funds that were available from the federal level for that. And so, again, they've been doing a lot with very little. But absolutely, we have aging buildings. North and South Middle School were built, I believe, in the late 50s. Some of our elementary schools are newer, but again, some of those are older as well. And so we're kind of continuing to piece things together. But the district is consistently looking at enrollment data and the number of students at specific schools. And there is, you know, we still have declining enrollment since COVID. And so there, the school district can handle additional students in the buildings that we currently have. It's just having to be creative with
you
resources.
Have 1 minute, Quinn, to convince me to vote for you for school board.
Like I said, you know, I'm a proven, dedicated community member who has invested a lot of time in serving our community and serving our district. I have spent my career working with students and supporting our school systems. And at the core of it, I really believe that our community is stronger if we have a really strong public school system. And I had the incredible benefit of being a student in Grants Pass School District, and I want to make sure that my child and future children and generations of children in Grants Pass have access to that same opportunity. I was able to then go off to college and graduate degrees and come back and work here, and I want that to be possible for other students as well.
All right. Quinn Pearson. Candidate for position 4 of the Grants Pass School District 7. We'll continue in just a moment.
At US